I'm Russ Kinsler. I'm the Missouri River System Supervisor, which encompasses Lakes Cockaway and the Missouri River, working for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. We're going into the spring about 2 feet lower than we were last year. We dropped quite a bit under the ice this year, and that was the result of the Army Corps of Engineers balancing the upper three reservoirs in preparation for snow runoff. The mountain snowpack is at about 100% or just slightly above 100% of normal for this time of year. The mountain snowpack usually peaks around mid-April, and so we have some time to gain or lose snow. But right now we're looking at about average, which would give us about a 5 foot rise this, unlike Skokie this summer. We're gonna be a little bit lower than last year. Last year that flood on the Yellowstone River gave us a boost of water that we weren't expecting. And that's why Skokie went up so high, and that's why they had to balance the reservoirs, because it was an unexpected amount of water that we got. Hands down, the bulk of our anglers are chasing walleyes. The walleye population right now in Lake Skokie is doing really well. It's not at all time high levels, but it's getting right there. It's come up the last couple years, so we've got a good size structure of walleyes. There are lots of 15 to 20 inch fish out there. There's also that trophy potential out there of bigger fish, and we do have a couple year classes of smaller fish coming in to replace those fish that are getting harvested in that 15 to 20 inch range. Rainbow smelt, they're doing really good right now. We did have another year class of smelt come off last year. We haven't analyzed that data to know exactly how strong that is yet, but smelt are doing well. Our predator fish weights are holding good. We call that relative weights. It's a condition factor for fish, and they're all doing really well right now. So our forage base is looking good. Northern pike are trending down. We had our last big hatch of pike after the last drought. So their numbers are trending down, but they're still reasonably high compared to the long-term history of pike in Lake Skokie. And there's the trophy pike potential out there, you know, which we consider a trophy pike of 40 inches or larger. And there are decent numbers of those fish out there, and there should be for the near future. They should be holding good. We had a really good spawn last year of salmon. We used the young male return of salmon as an indicator of what to expect for the next year. So I would expect decent numbers of salmon again this year. We're planning to stock 400,000 salmon this spring, as we've done the last 4 or 5 years. Our size of our salmon has dropped a little bit, which is somewhat concerning, but we're pretty close to their long-term average, so just a little under it. So we're not super concerned at this point. So we do our reproduction surveys every year in September. It's a small mesh nets that we use. We had a pretty good reproduction on walleye last year, and that's natural and stock walleye. But sauger, we had the highest reproduction of sauger we've ever documented in Lake Skokie. The reason for that, we think, was that high pulse of water that came down the Yellowstone late spring last year. Smallmouth bass are another fishery in Lake Skokie that not a lot of anglers utilize, but there is really good smallmouth bass numbers and some trophy smallmouth bass out there. It's mainly on the eastern half of the lake, but there are really good numbers out there. For anglers who are willing to go out and target them, you're gonna have a good time. So last year was the fourth year of a tagging project that we've been doing in Lake Skokie. We've been targeting in about 300 walleyes per year in three different zones, so about 1,000 walleyes in each zone on Lake Skokie for 4 years. Right now, if we maintain water levels and have good mountain snowpack, we're gonna discontinue that tagging project. If it looks like we don't get any snow from here till the ice off, and we're gonna go into a drought situation, then we will probably continue tagging for another year. But right now it's not looking like we will, because we have 100% snowpack. So overall right now for Lake Skokie, things are looking really good. As long as we get a little runoff and can maintain water levels, things should be great. Access will be, you know, at first ice off, anglers are gonna have to have a little patience, because there's gonna be some work that need to be done on the ramps, but there should be good access after that, and it should be a good year on Lake Skokie.